Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. The date for Newcastle's penultimate fixture of the 2020 Premier League season has been confirmed. Sheffield United, already relegated from the top flight, will travel to St James's Park for what will be the Magpies' final home game of the campaign. The match will be played on Wednesday the 19th of May and kick off will be at 6 o'clock. The game will be shown live on Sky Sports. It's communicated last week that matches 36 and 37 has been rescheduled to provide an opportunity for each club to welcome the safe return of supporters. And fans should be able to attend that clash. The game will be screened live on Sky Sports, as we say, but it is hoped that around 10,000 fans will be allowed inside St James's Park. The next stage of the programme to be aired on Monday, the May the 17th, from the government. And Newcastle fans will be in touch with the club in due course to confirm ticketing. Into other news. Leading goal scorer Callum Wilson has sat down with NUFC TV about his season so far. Ahead of the game against the Friday night opponents in the Premier League, Leicester, he insists he's always striving more to try and improve. He had to spend some time out on the sidelines this year due to injury, but he insists he's been working hard to constantly improve his game. And into other news, and Luton are set to launch a move for Elliot Anderson in the summer. They're hoping to try and bring him in on loan. The Hatters were keen on adding Anderson on their ranks during the last transfer window in the summer, but Steve Bruce wanted him around the club. Owing to a final few run of results, the Magpies saw themselves locked in a relegation battle, but now Anderson might get some first team minutes, but Luton do believe they can give him a long season in the Championship and are hopeful that the guarantee of first team football will tempt Steve Bruce into doing a deal. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.